Welcome to Watch Over,
a podcast devoted to all things Arrow and Felicity.
Featuring myself, Jen, aka J Buffy Angel,
and me, Kelly, aka Callista Wolf.
Be aware we do discuss spoilers
and swear now and then,
but we will always have fun and you will too.
Hello, lovely listeners. This is a quick editor's note from Maddie. Just letting you know that these episodes were recorded like weeks and weeks ago, pretty much last month. Both this episode talking about Arrow's tour fabulousness, and then the following episode where we talk about 117 of Arrow. So basically, we recorded them, but then I got kind of busy and ADHD kind of kicked in and just forgot to edit and post these episodes. So better late than never. Y'all enjoy. Both episodes are fun discussion. Thank you for your patience during all this. Bye.
Hello. Lord, that was a process trying to get logged in.
I know our... I didn't know if it would be different on y'all's end since Anchor's now pivoted. We're actually now Spotify for podcasters. So
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I just like
Anchor on your phone, it won't show up. So.
Oh, I didn't even notice what I was there logging into. Hello, ladies.
I'm probably going to have to dip a little early because Kyle's on his way with pizza, but let's get this show going.
All right. Well, so first, we have Chuck T. Swizzle and your experience.
Well, first, just that it's been forever. Like, oh my
Fair
God.
Enough.
Fair hey, enough. Life happened. So there we go.
Yeah. Sorry, people. It was an extended hiatus no one planned on.
Back into it. So, like, there's not going to be really Arrow talk. Like, we're not really caught up on the whole read. There's plenty of Taylor Swift and other random things to talk about, so.
I wrote two reviews, though, while I was on vacation.
That's impressive.
I did do a good job. I did a little bit of my homework. So, I just have to, like...
Only you would give yourself homework when you're on vacation.
I know. There's something mentally imbalanced about me. I can't help it. Sorry. I just haven't gifted them yet. Oh, man. Okay, I want to hear about Taylor Swift. Let's talk about Taylor Swift. I want to hear about the concert.
Yes.
Well, it was amazing. Vegas is... you know, here's the thing. I know I'm going to sound like some, like, yokel from the backwoods, but, like, it's too much. It's too much. As a city, as a place to be, it is too much. Like, of course, we were staying on the Strip, but it was just, like, it's too much. It's too much. It's and people aren't like,
this
friendly
is why I don't leave my house.
It's like, a lot
people
of
aren't friendly, not just, like, the tourists, but, like, the people who live there. Because we left the Strip a couple times to do this and that and the other thing, you know, out in the regular part of the city. And it's just, it's an unfriendly, large, overwhelming place. Don't like it. 0 out of 10, would not recommend.
I can't say I was blown away with Vegas when I visited it. I wasn't like, oh, I have to come back here immediately.
Like, I'm sure we'll be back because that's where all the shows and shit are. Like,
right.
But, like, oh man, like, I don't see the draw. I really don't. I think Reno is 10 times better, but that could be my bias.
Oh, she's throwing down. Throwing down Vegas.
Well, it's true.
Them fighting words.
Well, listen, we already have a rivalry.
It's not my jam. Anyway.
But, no, the concert was amazing. Here's the thing. I almost didn't survive. Like, I... and it wasn't even just the concert. I saw TikTok the other day, and I had to laugh because it was so true. And she was talking about, like, she went to Arlington. But it was true for Vegas, and I'm sure it's going to be true for any other concert. You don't think enough about your feet. before you go to something. Because I, doing two shows back to back, like, I was hobbled for like half of the next week. It took me until like the middle of the next
what
week.
What did you wear? What did you wear to the
normal
concert?
Fucking shoes. I put orthopedic insoles into them. You don't understand. It wasn't even just the standing for the concert. I mean, that was, you know, no brainer. You gotta. But I sat during like the Folklore and Evermore sets, not because I don't love that music, but because like I have to sit. I need to stand and dance for like other songs.
Everything
more,
else. Yeah.
Then I was like, I gotta.
It's like your recovery session. Like that's when you're like. Okay,
exactly. Like I need to gear up, but I was like still singing and having fun. Yeah. And I was just like,
right.
But no, it was the walking because in Vegas, like we weren't going to drive and park because we're staying right there. But like everything is very far. And even if you park relatively close, which we did on the second night, like you still have to walk a long way. And it was just like, I was wrecked. By the time I got back to our hotel room on Friday night after the first night, like I couldn't walk. I could not walk anymore. I was in such pain.
Which is worth it.
And, oh my God. It was so worth it. But Lord, okay, anybody that's going to a concert later this summer, start training now. Start doing
feet.
Like walks and stand on your feet, like train your feet and
or
legs,
you could just
I
work in retail
prepared.
And
because like how long is the concert
and be jaded to any kind of foot pain.
Just from. Taylor's part is over 3 hours.
Sweet Mother Mary.
And it's just it's hard to describe just the muscle strain from a concert. You know, like people are like, how? You're just in a concert. Trust me. It's
no,
pain. It's
I believe you because there's all the dancing and the jumping.
Oh my God, yes.
And the screaming. Just and the screaming and just like the overallness of the Taylor Swiftness of the situation.
I fully believe that
the shoe wear is crucially important.
Another tip I have is if you want to get anything from concessions or like the merch, go or send somebody during her show. Don't go before Taylor's on, like during the opener. Don't go after. Go while Taylor is on stage. Otherwise, you will be waiting in lines from hell.
Till you die. Okay, I've heard that there's some merch that's like falling apart in the washing machine when you buy it.
Yeah, some of the shirts had like they were didn't cure them, the screen printing. And so if you look like online, people have like this is how you can cure it yourself before you wash it.
Okay.
So just if you buy merch and you're worried that it might fade, just like look up how to cure it at home just to be on the safe side.
Did you buy anything?
Oh yeah, sure.
What'd you get?
Everybody got t-shirts. I got a long sleeve shirt, which I like adore. Nobody else is talking about this long sleeve shirt, but it's just got like Taylor's face on it from the Midnight's thing or whatever. But like I love it. It's soft, it's big, it's pretty. I love that sweatshirt or long sleeve shirt more than I can say. I got a poster because each show has its own poster. And it'll list like the city and the dates and stuff on it. And it's like,
yeah.
And Vegas's poster was really pretty. So I was like, yeah. And so I got that and I got a frame for it. And
ooh.
I got a water bottle. Cause
that's also a good idea.
Yeah.
Cause like you live at, see, these are smart purchases.
You can't bring a water bottle in with you. So you go to merch, you buy a water bottle, you fill it up at the drinking fountain, you're set.
Yep. I like it. Yeah. Also, like, I just feel like that actually has a useful function because I drink water all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would totally do a water bottle. That was stressing me out about the. See, I feel like in Minnesota, I feel like I got to go a sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
because it's freezing.
The only reason I didn't is because I have a million and one Taylor Swift sweatshirts.
I've got a handful of t-shirts.
I've got a million sweatshirts. I got more sweatshirts than anything else. But I didn't have any long sleeve shirts. And so I was like, I'll get that.
Like, I have a Lover t-shirt. I think I have a 1989 t-shirt. I forget what else.
I've got so many. I've got Reputation. I've got
Lover. I don't think I bought a t-shirt when we were at for Reputation.
I've got a Reputation Stadium t-shirt.
I feel like I just bought Lauren stuff. I feel like I didn't buy myself stuff. So you know what's going to happen.
You're going to have to buy yourself stop some stuff.
Right there. That bullshit.
Here's the thing, though. Like, her concert, her tour merch, like, the stuff that's sold there, it's fairly limited. So if you look on her website, they have a lot more different designs.
Okay.
And you might like those better. Okay. So just, if I were you, I'd go and like do some like
scout out the website first. Yeah.
Scout out the website first.
Look at the website and then like you can also see what the merch looks like that's sold there because it's the same in every city.
Okay.
And see what you like better. Cause
I like the plan. I like that plan.
I love my long sleeve shirt, but like if it came to like the other sweatshirts and t-shirts there, I wasn't impressed.
See, like I'd be okay with like going to get my merch while she's singing Shake It Off. Because like, that's not my fave.
I went the first night when she did Enchanted, and then the Red songs came after that. Because I was like, nice. You know what? Everybody's going to want to be seated. Or, you know, they're going to want to be there for that.
Yeah.
And the lines are going to be super short. And I'm going to be here tomorrow night, and I'll get to see it tomorrow night.
Well, not all of us have back-to-back nights, but I think I could sacrifice a song or two.
That's a good plan. But the problem with Shake It Off, and you want to be very careful, is because after the 1989 set is when she does the secret songs.
Oh, shit. All right. Send them biscuits. So just
be careful. It goes
for Evermore. Like, Evermore would be obvious. Go get merch and drinks and stuff.
Yep.
It helps to know what, like, when what is played, like, the order of the eras. So she starts off with Lover. Then it's Evermore.
Okay.
No. Yes. 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 Then it's Evermore. Then it's Reputation. Then it's Speak Now, just Enchanted. Then Red. Then Folklore. Then 1989. And then Secret Songs. And then Midnights.
Okay, I feel like going sooner. Oh, I'm sooner sorry. Rather than later.
I forgot Fearless. Fearless comes between Lover and Evermore. Sorry.
Okay.
Here we go.
I feel pretty confident that getting up and going sooner rather than later is probably the better bet.
Yeah, because it starts getting like you can't miss.
Then you're like, I can't miss it. And I'm like not as like kept up about for Evermore and Folklore. And like Fearless and that kind of stuff, but I need to be there for
the thing that makes
Red and 89 and Reputation and Midnights and all that stuff. So
the thing that makes Folklore and Evermore like must see is the staging. I think those two had the best staging and the best costumes of any of the other.
I can't believe she plays for 3 hours. Like. Doesn't her voice get hoarse?
I don't know.
Like,
don't
Taylor, know. I have questions. Are you tired?
How is she doing it? Nobody knows. You know what she did on her week off? She went to England and filmed a music video.
Like, I don't understand. Listen. All right.
You that's know, like, for the video you lip sync, so you can like, be on listen. Vocal rest.
Like, even when I was in my 20s and 30s, I didn't have that much energy as this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, what the... Like, what do you eat? What are in your Wheaties?
I don't know, because I'm
curious.
I was crippled after two nights, and I just watched.
Like, and she just, like, gets up there and parties her little ass off and sings and wears sparkly things.
Oh, my God.
And then she, like, goes and makes a music video. I'm like, Taylor, when do you sleep? Because she doesn't sleep.
I am impressed.
She writes four songs. That's why we have Midnights, because she doesn't sleep.
And these Tampa shows are in an outdoor stadium where I can't imagine doing that in Florida humidity.
Oh my God, did you see her hair last night? Her hair was like,
I know.
We're curling up.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Outside in Florida, yikes.
At least it's not like the dead of summer.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, she put it like, early in the tour for a reason.
Yeah, still, it's like a sweltering armpit.
Texas and Florida.
Like, all the time.
And she put Vegas at the right time, too, because it was downright pleasant there, but
she'll be in Minneapolis in June. We're quite comfortable, actually, and it's indoors. It'll be lovely. We have air conditioning. We don't play around. Our weather sucks, so we're indoors, except when it comes to baseball games. I wanted the retractable roof, but everybody else is too effing cheap, so whatever. Neither here nor there. I'm still angry about it because it's cold half the time in a baseball game. Like, we should have just done the retractable roof, but everyone's like, it costs like another $10 million. I'm like, whatever. It's fine.
Nobody wants to play winter their taxes.
I'm just saying.
Also, we've discussed stamina and just the songs themselves and just the energy. Let's talk outfits.
So she has like variations on her outfits. Like, so far there's been three different 1989 outfits and like four different folklore gowns. It's just like
I'm lit for these costumes. I actually might be more excited about the costumes than I am.
You know,
the singing.
I'm glad because I got to see like my favorite folklore dress was what she wore when I was on the floor.
Nice. So it was like right there. Did you touch it?
No.
Oh. No. Kelly, you're supposed to get arrested. Hi. I thought we talked about this. You're supposed to be inappropriate and get arrested.
That was you.
Okay. Damn it!
But no, some of the outfits are amazing. She wore a garter with her Midnight's thing on night one for me.
Ooh.
And let's see.
I just can't handle the sparkle. Everything.
Her lover sparkle. You saw the picture I sent. It was
And I'm just like,
it was dazzling, like almost too much for your eyes to behold.
Like
you're watching, and you're like,
I don't think I'm gonna be able to handle it, you guys. Like,
it's so sparkly.
I'm in the nosebleeds, but even still, I'll be in the same building of all the with all this glitter and sparkle, and I just feel like
it's
amazing, and it's just gonna be a lot. I just can't handle it.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to see the pink dress.
Yes, that one is pretty. You mean the one for Fearless or Speak Now or
Fearless? Yeah.
She wore a different Speak Now dress.
Interesting.
Or
last night it was like it had like little embroidery like butterflies or flowers or something.
Oh, that's
like. Flowers,
pretty. Yeah. I have been trying to avoid like concert TikToks just because I don't want to get overly spoiled.
You know what? I don't think you can be because
but it also feels like she's changing it up quite a bit.
She's changing it up quite a bit. And honestly, like the way I thought of it myself is like, you know what? I've watched the Reputation tour how many times, and would I still go if I could? Yes.
Yeah.
No, I have the whole thing memorized.
Yeah.
I'd still go and see
it. It's like the process of just being there. Okay.
So do you guys have any favorite outfits or that you've seen so far?
I mean, I really like the bodysuit that she's in, like the silvery one where it's just a bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the pink dress. And I really like the sparkly snake outfit that you sent me.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I just like them all.
The vigilante shit number.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
and just like I think Chicago
that,
like, vibe
in front of my face.
I just think I love everything that she wears. I just want to like be her friend. I don't have to even say words around her. I just want to like watch her shop. I'll just be in a corner. I don't have to say anything. I just want to watch her pick out things and put them on and be pretty and sparkly.
So, Jen, do you have any songs that you'd like to be your surprise song?
I would love if she sang You Are In Love. I never got to hear that live. But that I think I'm really stretching my hopes and dreams with that one.
That's a good one, though.
It's like my favorite Taylor Swift song. It's so random that I love that one, but it's my fave.
It covers a lot of bases.
Yeah, I used it in my
This Love Live would be phenomenal.
I used it in my Elicity wedding pic. Mm-hmm. So I love that one. But also, like, I'm pretty flexible on, like, songs. I'm like, I just like all of her stuff. So, I mean, obviously I want to hear All Too Well. I want to hear 10-minute version, like, clearly. Yeah. Like, I pretty much just want to hear as much Red as possible. Because, like, one of the greatest regrets of my life is I didn't start liking Taylor Swift until after the Red concert was over.
Right. So just like my regret with Reputation Stadium Tour. I'm like, I wish I'd gone to that.
Right, exactly. So I just, like, whatever Red song she's willing to give me, I will receive them gratefully. I'm less stressed about 89 because I saw the whole 1989 concert. It was the shit. And I'm less stressed about Reputation because I like more when I just want to more hear the stuff that I haven't really gotten to hear. And then, like, Folklore of More. And then, obviously, like, Midnight. I just want to hear everything.
Like, the one thing of just, of, like, jealousy standpoint that's truly special about, like, these live ones is there's a couple songs where I almost feel I like the live snippets I'm seeing more than even the song itself. Where yes. She's really able to show off her vocals and just goes for it, in particular, both Illicit and Affairs and Don't Blame Me, where she really just, like, belts and you're just, like, chills.
I gotta tell you, the first night when I was on the floor, the first night for half of the Reputation set, like at least half, like three quarters of the Reputation set, I thought I was filming. I was so excited. And so, like, the next. So I don't have very much up close from the Reputation part because I was just like beside myself.
You were in it. That is 100% what I do. That's your favorite, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you got to hear that live because it's amazing.
It was amazing. I'm glad for the secret songs we got. Like, they aren't necessarily favorites of mine, but they, you know, all special. And that's kind of what I've been enjoying watching on TikTok.
I haven't really heard a secret session that I was like, oh, damn, I wish I was there. I'm sad I missed this.
Like, night two. I'm green with I'm still upset about Arlington Night 2. That was when she did Death by a Thousand Cuts and Clean.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. Yeah,
see, I've just never been like, I really love Clean, but I'm just like,
I adore Clean. It's my favorite song off of
it. If she does a secret song and I You Are in Love, then I'll be like, shit, that sucks. But no, other than that, I'm just ready to receive my secret song and just be like, let
one
it
that I know she never wish of just bringing a deep cut back is, you know how Hayley Williams of Paramore stopped doing Misery Business, the lyrics were like something problematic and stuff, and she's like, ah, oh, as a feminist, blah blah blah, but then she kind of got over it and she's like, yeah, but it's a bop, so she's there's enough song now, she's Paramore does Misery Business again, in the same way that Taylor has stopped singing the song Better Than Revenge, but it's just that I'm like,
I think she will do I'd that like one to on hear tour it. At some point. I think she will.
It's a just good song. Fun.
I mean, she has so many cities, like, she's just got like, and like, that's the crazy thing, like, she has a song catalog that is so massive that she can do this. Two special songs for every city that she's not singing anywhere else.
Although, there's a rumor she might do some songs again because, okay, Arlington Night 2 again, at the beginning of the show, she said, or at the beginning of the secret song, she says, you know, if I mess up, I guess I'll have to perform these again. And she sang through Death by a Thousand Cuts. And then when she was over, she's like, that bridge was so much fun. Let's do the bridge again. So, and then she messed up. And everybody's like, she did that on purpose so she can do Death by a Thousand Cuts again. And then, like, last night she messed up doing, I forget which song. I think it might have been Speak Now. And, yeah.
I mean, even if she doesn't mess up and she repeats a song,
nobody's gonna be mad.
I don't care.
I was thrilled second night in Vegas when she did Cowboy Like Me because Marcus Mumford came out and everybody was really
I do
surprised.
Like what you said. I'm like dying because like I saw Mumford and Sons in concert and honest to God, you guys, they are one of these bands that actually it sounds better live than on the radio. Yeah. Like the radio does not do them justice even remotely.
Wow. He was great in person.
He's amazing. He's just, they're just like, that's so, I love hearing like all who this, I don't think we'll get any like surprise secret people in Minneapolis just because it's Minneapolis. And like, I don't know, we had Prince, but he died. So like, I don't know who else would show up, but
you'd be surprised.
You never know. You never know. But like when it's like Chicago or like the big cities, that kind of New York, like I'm like, ooh, who's going to show up? Because clearly somebody has to. So.
So let's talk about the next big news.
I know. I'm like, I'm still processing. I've been like really processing because I feel like this really ties in with the concert because, okay, clearly Joe and Taylor have broken up. This is very difficult for Swifties because Taylor said, love Joe. And we're like, okay. And we love him now. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to let this go.
Well, it's not even so much that we love Joe. Here's my problem. Here's what I've been struggling with.
Okay,
and
I
don't mean this as any disrespect to you or anybody else who still has yet to go to their concert.
Yes.
But I am so glad I had my concert before this news came out. Because at least, like, in your case, you have some time. So, like, by June, you're probably going to be like, okay, whatever.
Whatever. Moved I'm over on. It.
But, like, the people this weekend and next weekend, like, I would hate to be the first concert after this news. Because
that's hard. Well, I just can't believe she's getting up there and singing like, all these songs. And it's just like, girl, how are you processing? Yeah,
I feel like a lot of Anthony is kind of the mythology box.
Right. So, you know, it's like delicate. Really hard to yes.
Now, you know, all these songs we
like
how that ties it, into their story.
Yes.
And like mastermind all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard separating Reputation and Lover from Joe.
When she before she did Lover last night, she even said something to the audience. She's like, my greatest hope has always been that you guys will take these songs and apply them to your own lives.
Yeah.
That I'm going to sing you a love song. You know, like she's saying, yeah, stop associating this song with me and Joe.
Yeah. You have to
associate
let it go.
This with your own life.
Yeah. You have to take this and let it, like, it's like All Too Well. It's like that was her Jake Gyllenhaal, but like we took that and made it into something different, but it's just right. So heartbreaking. Like Lover is easier for me now because Lover is what my sister danced to with her husband at their wedding, so like that's gonna be the memory for that. But like, yeah, it's just so heartbreaking. I really thought he was it. I thought it was, I really thought this was it.
Same. I'm not being her forever love than I am the like
oh, 100%. Like, I'm just so disappointed for her. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, because she deserves to have the forever love.
And she kept... She's like, I'm worried that you're not going to be able to handle it with me.
Yeah.
And then, like that's
why... the rumor. Like, that's the rumor. Got, so, yeah, people don't know. The rumor is that they broke up. They're very different personalities, and so some of that has like come to a head, but they've always been able to like work out their differences, but that they fell in love in the COVID environment, and now that Taylor's back at full power, Taylor Swift touring and Midnights, and she's back at that same level of fame, Joe couldn't handle it.
God damn it, Joe.
Which I gotta be honest, the first time, I'm just gonna be straight with you, I'm gonna straight what I thought when this came out that they were dating back in Reputation days, okay, I was like, I never heard of this guy, okay,
yeah,
and I was like, oh, he's an actor, shit, and I was like, he's not famous enough for her. Because I was like, this is really, and I have to say, particularly for men, like, if this was reversed, I don't really feel like that really comes up very much. Like, it doesn't...
But it's the in-between of you completely not famous and you're just, like, an accountant. Or...
Yeah, like, you yeah, need, like, okay.
Of just completely devoid exactly. of... Or...
Like, you're I feel right, like there's some really good examples of this, particularly
agreed.
I feel like particularly men married to very famous women, I feel like we don't run into this. And maybe I'm generalizing. And if I'm generalizing,
well, look at Dolly Parton's husband. He's a nobody.
So, and like, he stays out of the. And it's fine. But I feel like those relationships are more rare. And it really takes somebody who is extremely secure in themselves and their place and, you know, to not be overwhelmed like that. Like, Julia Roberts' husband, Danny Motor, he's a camera guy. He's just, like, a regular dude. And
I was literally about to bring up Julia Roberts.
Yeah, like, and, you know, I think they have a very, like, traditional home life and, like, that kind of stuff. So, like, I'm not saying it can't happen, but just straight up, just being straight up honest, that was my initial perspective when I heard. That was the first thought that popped in my head. I was like, I hope he's one of these guys that's, like, cool with, you know, not being this as famous, because nobody is as famous as Taylor Swift, like, right now. I really don't feel like in music, I don't think that there's anybody that can really eclipse her.
Yeah,
she is the music industry right now. So I just, but I was like, oh, he's an actor. I was like, well, that's okay, because it's a different field. But I was like, oh damn it, I was like, he's not famous enough for her. And but then on the flip side, she's dated those famous guys and that hasn't worked out either. So I don't know. I don't know what the magic sauce is. I don't know. I just feel terrible for her. I just really wanted her to have a happy ending with this one.
Yeah.
Me too.
She deserves it. She really does.
The only thing I'll think about where there is hope, if she does try like the A-list thing again, is was doing the super A-list thing, she was very young, and so you still had the imbalance of just like the age stuff, whereas now she's top of her game and a grown-ass woman.
Listen, I always felt like she should have given Hiddleston a little bit more of a look. That's what I was gonna say.
But
maybe she dates older. Maybe older is, you know, you need an older man that's like more secure.
Because Joe was young.
He's very young. Yep, he's young. And not that Taylor's old. I mean, what is Taylor? She's 30-something?
Yeah, no, she's pretty young, but he's younger than she is.
Yeah.
But she's young. Yeah, he's young. That was the other thing, because the other thing I was wondering, I mean, they dated 6 years, and it's, okay, so I keep hearing conflicting things. Like, supposedly there was a ceremony in the UK, but not in the United States. I don't think that they got married.
I'm doubtful as well. I heard I saw in one of the articles about their breakup that discussed recently.
Right. I mean, how do you not discuss marriage after 6 years? And I actually thought, when I heard that they broke up, I was like, well, maybe she got ticked, because 6 years is a long time with no ring. Maybe he was gun shy and she got fed up waiting, because that, I mean, that is a common story as well. And I was like, he's young and he doesn't want to settle down. I also heard there was like, maybe he cheated on her. I don't know. It's just, it's a mess. And I'm just bummed out. And I just, my heart is. And I hear that she, okay, you have to answer something for me. Does she burn down the Lover House in the concert?
Yes. She does.
Damn, that's cold. Woo!
And that was before I knew.
Fuck. That's just
kind of burned it down at least twice, but
ice
definitely
pick right
once.
To the heart.
Then
when it goes from,
then this has
from
been
Lover
for a while.
Fearless, the transition between that and the Fearless, that's when it burns down, because what it is the Lover House is in the background on the video screens. When she goes to change into her Fearless outfit, they do the little thing, and they have sparks that rain down in front of the stage, like actual sparks, like sparklers.
Like sparks fly,
But it's for Fearless, anyhow.
Okay.
But they engulf the Lover House and burn it down. So I don't know if there's any significance going from Lover to Fearless. But yeah,
but like,
it gets burned down.
There's significance to it burning down, the Lover House burning down.
No, it got burnt the fuck down.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Oh, it makes me so sad. Oh, that's just gutting.
And somebody had a picture or a video of her during those where she teared up and was kind of almost crying during the campaign problem.
Yeah, I saw that one and I was like, oh man. Like, it's so crazy to me that, like, I saw all this. I didn't know about the Lover House burning down, but I saw her early before the announcement with Joe. I saw that she got emotional with champagne problems, but it just never even occurred to me that, like, oh, she could be upset because she's breaking up with Joe. I'm like, I know a lot of people are like, oh no, she planted this story and something, they're still together. Like, I don't think so. I really think this is legit. She stepped out. She stepped out.
Her stepping out to dinner
with Jack. Yep, with Jack Antonoff, and she was wearing a butterfly, y'all. They broke up.
She's wearing a butterfly and a revenge dress top. I mean, come
on. She got papped for a reason. Like, this girl does not get.
She's not seen unless she wants to be seen.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. That. She does not get her picture taken unless she wants it taken, and she wanted it taken. So I was like, oh. It's just gutty. Ooh. I just really thought this was it. I thought he was the one. I just really thought. And I just and then, think that's then the she collective
switches
up, sadness.
She switches out Invisible String, which is about them, for the one.
I mean, that's the one song I would. That's another one. I love the one. I love Exile. So, like, I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with Taylor's Tortured love songs. So, like, if she also sang either one of those, I know.
They're such good songs.
They're such good songs. But, like, the one is so great because, like, who doesn't have a person that fits that bucket? Well, you know what I mean?
She did. I don't know about that's literally happening right now. But she literally did. She did the one last night as well. We're going to do Invisible String again.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to sing Invisible String right now? I wouldn't.
No, but I wouldn't want to sing Lover either.
Yeah, I know. I feel like she's got to sing Lover, though. I mean, like, that's one of those ones where it's like Invisible String is not as popular.
What about, like, Sweet Nothing? Are we never going to hear?
Oh, I doubt that we'll ever hear that one again. Because, again, that's not, like, super popular. So, like, the super popular ones that have, I think, a lot of meaning for her personally, but, like, they're not as, like, commercially successful.
That Joe helped her write Exile, too. And, like, when you think about, like, what Exile is about.
Like, I feel like she can bring Exile back. Like, did she sing Exile? Yeah. Did she sing Exile at the concert? Okay. I mean, yeah. Like, no. Sing that with some fierceness, girl. I'm with you. Like, I feel like we're really in an exile phase here, and she just needs to, like, let it all out. But, like, I mean, man,
I'm so
alive,
jealous
I
for whoever gets Exile.
Delicate and Lover, those are gonna be like punches to the lady bits, hardcore singing those suckers. And that's what I was like, how is she doing this, like, during Lover and the tour? And I'm just like, I don't get it. But I also feel like singing live is kind of like her church. It's her therapy.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of really being with just, friends or fans.
She
not friends,
gets
but
into
fans.
It and she's having a great time, you know.
So I think like that. I think what's probably really hard, what I learned from the Reputation like video, like what she made for Miss Americana, it's at the after. It's the quiet after.
Right.
Where exactly. She's alone in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Like that's and I think that's very true of a lot of very famous people, you know, especially
ladies.
Singers. So
you gotta go.
Oh, we gotta feed you? Okay.
Yeah, you guys keep talking. I'm gonna dip.
Okay.
So, bye guys.
Enjoy your pizza. Bye.
Bye.
I just feel like that's like really true of a lot of singers though, like where it's like I don't know.
Yeah,
when it's really hard.
And part of it's been fun of like seeing all the like fun celebrities that are living their best life at each concert, but also in retrospect that she's had a friend at just about every single show.
Really hope that like she's not alone going back to these hotels.
Was there at the Texas shows?
Yeah, like I just hope her mom's with her. You know, I just want somebody to be with her so she's not by herself. And because this is like crushing. Like, I know that they're like, oh, they're part of his friends. Nobody has. I always hate that thing, though, because I'm like, well, if you got along so well, why aren't you together? Like, it's always my suspicion. Like, I just don't. Yep. I think there's like a very much a healing time where you need to like not, you can't immediately just switch to, oh, we're very good friends and everything's great. Like, no, like that's just not life. I think you need, yeah, you need a break. You need a period. And then, you know, then you can move to friends eventually. But like whenever they say, oh, they're great friends, I'm like, no, not yet. Not yet. You're not. So I just, it's just.
Yeah.
I thought she found the one and I'm so sad. Also, so he was very tall and blonde, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's right up your alley. So there we go.
It is right up my alley.
So with a little bit of music and celebrity gossip, although it's not Taylor related, have mm-hmm. you listened to the new Kelly Clarkson songs that dropped yesterday?
No, I haven't. Did she release her divorce album?
Well, she dropped the first two songs from it.
Oh, and she's going to light this guy. Like, this is going to be the reading.
We need to murder him, basically.
Like, literally, like, this is the reading for filth that the world has been waiting for. Because I've heard rumors about her ex-husband for years. Yeah. That he's basically a dirtbag who cheated on her, like, from day one. So, and, like, now he, like, his dad is suing her, saying that she owes them back fees and commissions. I'm just like, I don't know. No. Man, I have not, you know, listened.
Taylor doesn't really do daytime talk shows all that much in her career.
No,
I would love for Taylor to go on Kelly's show.
That would be amazing. Taylor, Kelly, and Kelsey Ballerini, those three need to get together and write a song.
And just process things.
And just process. Because Kelsey Ballerini's divorce album is the shit. I'm just like, I'm perfectly happy. I love my husband and I'm perfectly happy being married to him. And I'll blast that like you would not believe. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. It's fine. But
because that's what I know. Is I find it an interesting move to drop two songs at the same time of just their kind of different emotions
mm-hmm.
and it's called Me and one is called Mine, and so well, Me so, is
go ahead sorry
so Me is kind of just mourning how much she lost herself in him and just mm-hmm. also in just trying to make them work
mm-hmm.
that realizing that she can be fine on her own of because this isn't working. And then Mine, a French song of that, basically saying, I hope you find somebody who makes you feel this way and destroys you like you destroyed me.
Wow. Well, and I think, like, I heard that Me answers the pieces of me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like she addresses like that,
piece by piece, like, and yeah,
piece by piece. That's it. Yeah, pieces me, yeah. Piece by piece. Yeah, because like again, that's like Kelly's lover, like where you're like yeah. She wrote pieces of me, and like everyone knows it was about her ex-husband. It's very like iconic. There was a huge moment with it when she performed it live. She was pregnant with their little girl. Like if there's all of this, like the song is so tied to her personal life. Like I feel like Taylor Swift is with Lover and Delicate, you know what I mean? It's like, how do you sing those songs again? So everyone's like, oh, with Taylor, we're waiting for the breakup album. I've heard some people say, you know, Midnights was the breakup album. I really don't agree with that. I don't feel like Midnights was the breakup album. Like I feel like she was pretty clear that like these were songs that she had previously had that she had written in the middle of the night, that they didn't make it onto other albums a lot. So
yeah,
and I think this is such a massive like seismic shift in her life that, you know, Taylor's gonna process it the way Taylor processes it through music. So I, you know, we're gonna get more.
We're
Joe.
Gonna get a breakup album. Yeah,
there's gonna be another breakup album about Joe, and like more power to her. Like you got to do what you got to do, man, to heal and move on and
process,
you know,
things.
Yeah, like, you know, it's not all sunshine and roses. And, you know, he had love songs written about him. And now he's got to have some breakup songs written about him. Like, that's the way it goes when you're dating a singer-songwriter. So
that's like, part of it.
Yep. Maybe, like, stop being douchebags and, like, Kelly Clarkson won't write, like, burn them to the ground songs. I don't know what to tell these guys. It's not that hard to not be a douchebag.
Because so. I loved that when, because, you know, she does the covers on her talk show and stuff. And yeah. So she did a cover of ABCDEFU. And
yes, I heard that. I saw that.
And
yes,
she changed the lyrics.
Yes, I saw the change in the lyrics. And I'm like, girl, it was amazing. Get him.
It was really, yeah. Kelly's on fire. I'm telling you, it's just 2023 is the divorce year. I mean, these ladies are coming out with these amazing albums. Yeah.
Like, I was, like, not a huge Kelsea Ballerini fan because I'm not super into country. But she really shifted into, like, a pop zone with her divorce album. And it's stunning. I mm-hmm. almost went to go see her live, but I didn't feel like spending $500 on a ticket. So,
no.
It wasn't that much.
She was fun. Like, she last year, yeah, that she opened for the Jonas Brothers. So I saw a little bit of her. And
are you going to see the Jonas Brothers?
No, because I'm broke. But
yeah, I was gonna say that's not cheap either. Their tickets are really expensive too.
For once, and pre-sale code, like when I'm in financial crisis.
Seriously? Man.
I got the code because they're doing Yankee Stadium. And so, like,
wow, really?
You see them do like a Broadway show or something. And I was like, no.
Need
money.
You need money, Maddie. That's more important, trust me, than bills. And like I said, everything now, and like for people feeling bad, well, I don't get to see Taylor live. It's okay to be bummed out about it. I totally understand that. But there's going to be, I think what's amazing about the Swift fandom is like people are putting clips on, you know, TikTok,
yes,
stuff on YouTube. She will eventually release something on some kind of streaming platform. So there's a million different ways to see Taylor Swift.
Instagram account TS Eras Tour has all the goodness. Yes.
All the goodness. Okay. I'll have to go find that one because I like to follow.
And
all right.
Like it's insane of just one of like the influencers I follow that's mainly like Disney stuff. But somehow did both nights of Arizona and then did Vegas, both nights in Vegas intro.
And I'm just holy like, shit. Ow.
I know.
How? Like, this is just a regular person? Or, you know, I wonder if you're going to that many shows if, like, you got sent stuff. Like, TikTok got tickets for you or something.
No, like, he bought the Arizona and then the others. You can actually get really cheap last-minute stuff because I know the...
I'm going to look. I'm going to try. I'm going to try because my seats are kind of nosebleed. So I am going to look like that day of and see if I can get better tickets that day, but
I'll send you the good, Twitter account.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So it's Eras Tour Resale, on Twitter. Like,
okay.
They're really good at, they make sure no one's a scammer and stuff. And so they'll post like 3 days before a show happens and you'll start seeing I'm in this section selling it for this me if blah, 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 if you're interested. And you can swoop in and get some good stuff.
Okay. That's a good idea. How, I'll try that. Yeah, send me those links. I'll give it a shot. You never know.
Pretty decent tickets in Vegas for $100. And so
I think I got some. I actually think my seats are pretty good. I actually can't remember what seats I have. I gotta text my sister, but I'm not too worried. Like if I don't get a better seats, like I'll be fine. Don't feel I'm not complaining at all. So all right, my dear, well I gotta wrap it all up because the husband wants to do watch things. So all right, we'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
We'll to Arrow, so we'll do
we will get back to Arrow. But
yes we will.
There we go.
Okay,
there was peace with
exactly bye. Thanks for joining us this week.
Be sure to listen next week.
Subscribe to Watch Over on iTunes
or Google Play.
And look us up on Twitter and Tumblr.
Bye.